Yeah, I was playing here in San Diego, and my buddy made a poster to advertise me, and he quoted all kinds of famous people talking about me on this poster.
Uh-huh.
Every single thing on there, except when he quoted my mom saying, a good boy, you know, everything on there was a big lie. You know, Joni Mitchell was talking about how I'm a, how great I was, and all these, you know, Marshall McLuhan he quoted, and all these people. So it was funny, but a guy who had a small club in El Centro hired me to play, I think on the strength of this poster.
Oh.
And I don't know if he thought, if he knew that all this stuff was made up.
Uh-huh.
So I went out to play in El Centro at this Aquarius coffee house, which was in a little mini mall. And I liked the waitress. This is before I was married. I liked the waitress, and so she was going to have me stay with her. But she left, and I told the guys to just that I wasn't going to need a ride back to the place we were staying. But the girl never came back, and I was stuck in this little coffee house all night. There was just a hard floor. There was nothing there, and so that's when I started writing. On the back of this poster, I had a copy of it, and on the back of it, I started writing a song. and that poster was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a while. It was in the Grammy Museum. It's like there's a bunch of junk on there until I finally stumble across the phrase, peaceful, easy feeling.
Uh-huh.
And then I went back to San Diego and put some other women in the song. I saw a beautiful Mexican girl with turquoise earrings down at the in Old Town.
Uh-huh.
at a street fair. So I put her in there, and then I finished the last verse of the song while waiting for a Polish dog at the Der Wiener Schnitzel on Washington Boulevard, and that place remained open. This is almost 50 years ago, but that place remained open until a year ago.
Uh-huh.
So who would have thought that the Der Wiener Schnitzel would be the thing still standing after
right.
all that time.
Right.
You know? And then they had a celebration. The mayor of San Diego declared Peaceful Easy Feeling Day, and they put a plaque in one of the tables at the Der Wiener Schnitzel. And the Der Wiener Schnitzel Company presented me with a solid gold wiener.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was fun. But then I had met J.D. Souther and Glenn Frey,
uh-huh.
who were playing as a duo at that time. And they, I offered my house for them to stay. And so they came down about 15 times. Every time they went to San Diego to play, they would stay at my house, which is a big hippie pad.
Uh-huh.
And I love these guys. We were friends all the way. I'm still good friends with J.D. and,
right.
of course, Glenn. So they asked me to come up to L.A., and they're going to introduce me to David Geffen and all that. So I went up there, and I was staying at Jackson Browne's house for a couple days, and Glenn came in, and he heard me playing my new song.
Right.
And so he recorded it on a cassette tape, and he said, Jack, I've just put a new band together. They've been together 8 days.
Huh.
And we're going to play for all the record companies. Do you mind if we work up the song? So he came back the next day and played me a cassette of the Eagles.
Wow.
And basically worked up Peaceful Easy Feeling
uh-huh.
on this cassette, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's how, you know, then a week later, he got three giant record execs to come into this tiny little rehearsal studio.
Right.
And sit there and play them the songs, and then they got signed, and that was it.